Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live and direct from the What's On Your Mind studios, it is What's On Your Mind, Monday edition. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. Scott's got a doctor's appointment. He's going to be rolling in shortly. We'll just cover. We got plenty to talk about. Can we spin really? the wheel of topics? Yeah. Spin the wheel of topics. And
everyone's
see.
A winner. If only game shows were like that, right?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. It's like, you know, when we're open phones, it's Monday. We're just going to open the phones, Todd. And I worked up before we get out. We're like, what are we going to talk about, man? Throw a dart. So what do you want to talk about? What's on your mind? Ring us up, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or you can always hit the Oasis Buffalo, be the Buffalo hotline, Oasis Petroleum, be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776, again, 855-200-1776. Thanks to our friends at Oasis Petroleum, oasispetroleum.com. I hear they're hiring like the rest of the planet is hiring. Yeah.
If you don't have a job now, it's on you.
You clearly are lazy and don't want to work. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that.
Got
to
be the case. I mean,
put down the government cheese and get to work. That's my two cents.
cheese?
Yeah, right. The government cheese. Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Promo code is Scott. Pretty much across the board, the pet pillows are... I ran into a friend who listens, who was saying the same thing you were about the pet pillows. She got two of them for her labs, and they absolutely love them. She had a smaller one. Apparently, these are bigger. She likes that they're bigger. And it's bigger, and it's a better pillow for the two labs my friend Beth has. So thanks to Mike Lindell. If you go to MyPillow.com, really easy. Just enter the promo code Scott up to 30% off. Pretty much across the board. The blankets, with the sheets, I mean, the towels, the robes, the pillows, the slippers. Slippers are phenomenal. I spent the day pretty much yesterday in my MyPillow slippers. You know that they're made by Uggs? Same folks that make Uggs?
So Mike got that.
Yeah. So we got the design done. That's why they're so solid when you wear them. The soles on them are phenomenal. So MyPillow.com, proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. Phones are open, 800-228-0550. And Todd can take a text. I know Scotty's not on text yet. What's your text number, buddy?
701-226-8503. 226-8503. Yeah, I can't think of a single thing to talk about today.
Yeah, well, you've got the...
The 6-3 conservative majority will hear a major challenge to Roe v. Wade. That might come up in conversation today.
The Israeli-Hamas battle continues. I saw a great meme where it shows three pictures of rockets being launched into Israel, and nothing is said, but as soon as Israel responds, it's Israel attacks Hamas. And then you gotta love the
bias going on there, right?
Yeah, you gotta love the young woke Californians that are anti-Israel, trying to block a LA police car, and two of them darn near getting run over. While the police officer is screaming, get out of the way, get out of the way, I'm going to accelerate, get out of the way. He's just not listening.
You know the best way to not get run over by an L.A. police car is? Don't stand in front of it.
Lay in front of it
or whatever. I mean, come on.
You got that going on. We've got this Colonial Pipeline issue, which they're saying now, there's no question, the hack came from inside Russia. And, of course, our president, he sounds very sure that it's not maybe them, maybe.
So far, there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved.
Oh, really?
Although there is evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia.
Oh, but Russia's not involved. But it's in Russia.
But it's not the Russians.
But it's not the Russians.
What is it, a bunch of American interns that are over in Russia, or what's going on there?
What a clown.
Are we going to have a boycott of the 2022 Winter Games at the Olympics? Alleged human rights abuses against minorities in China are leading to calls to boycott the 2022 Winter Games.
Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And then,
what's next?
One more thing on this Russia hack. Listen yes. to listen to a question that gets asked.
Somewhere on the ransom, were you briefed on the fact that the company did pay the ransom?
They paid $5 million.
I have no comment on that. Thank you.
I have no comment on that because I don't have it prepared.
This is not Rice said he couldn't comment on it, or why does he have no comment on it?
It's not on the teleprompter. It's not in my statement that I have.
I have no comment on that. Thank you.
Got to go. That's the way it is. No comment on it. Meanwhile, at the border, down south, thousands continue to pour into the country. So,
what border?
You know, we have a problem when you're watching Sunday morning, news, and you see the replay from the week prior of the reporter from Fox News helping the illegals out of the river while holding his microphone in one hand. And helping babies and moms and families out of the river.
So he's holding a mic and then putting his foot in the water?
Live on Fox News last week.
And why do I feel like somebody's going to sit him down and say, you probably don't want to take a company asset like that and then put your feet in the water?
Yeah, and the only person that's completely is the coyote who's out in the river helping him come across that point in Del Rio where the river's only about a foot deep. So he's helping him come around. And here's the report. Oh, yeah, sure. And he's doing the story, and this woman is reaching for him like, hey, can you help me here? Well, help. And he's, so he's doing his report. He's helping
trapping,
his family.
Aiding and abetting, you're guilty.
And then there's one agent there, because CBP is so overrun and so lean and has no staff. There's one agent there saying, yeah, go up the driveway there. There's an agent out on the road. And they get out there, and they take a couple things, and that's it. You're on your way. Enjoy the park. Have a nice day. Moose out front should have told you we're wide open. The moose in the White House. So there you go. It's happening. Again, 800-228-0550. The show is What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. Grant is in Bismarck. And that's a great question. Grant, what's on your mind? Good morning.
Hey, fellas. So my question is, we keep spending and spending and spending, and now we're going to give $300 a month to people for their kids. And at what point do we just become insolvent of all of our stuff? Who will we be the slave to of our debt when we can't do anything with it? Are we going to start just selling ports, selling ground? That's what I'm kind of worried about, is the continual spending and who will be our slave owner of we the people.
That's a great question. That's brilliant. Actually, asked that before myself, Grant. And at what point are we full? At what point with the open? By what point do we take the entire world's population and just bring them here, and just cover them that way, and bring all of starving Africa and Central America and South America, bring them all here? Is that the answer? Apparently, it is.
The solution is if people would, and this is what's really hard, is we've nation built. Doesn't work. We need people to have a constitution like ours, follow it, and they have to rid the corruption. And
Amen.
That's what's happening. And that's what our government has been doing, is they're so deep in corruption that they use the constitution when they want, and when it doesn't apply to them, they ignore it. And this will solve all the problems if we just follow the constitution and just, because anymore now with this, say this coming up, $300 a month in July, what Biden wants to pay. I guess this baffles me on how we're going to keep paying, every month.
Well, we have a printing press, and apparently we're going to have windmills power the thing. So we got solar powered and wind powered printing presses, and we'll just keep printing money, I think is the plan. But it's a great question, Grant. Great, and I ask the same thing all the time. Thank you for the call, man. Have a great week. Yeah, I've asked that too, Tom. I mean, at what point are we out of money? I mean, we're out of money already, aren't we? I mean, we're already in debt. At what point do we hit the BK?
We were out of money before this stuff started.
Right.
Now we're just adding to it.
We're at $30 trillion. At what point does bankruptcy kick in? Any family with money, you know, obviously, any family with these numbers, this kind of debt, relatively speaking, would have long
You'd be
been
locked
homeless,
up.
Would have long been gone. Yeah, would have been locked up because you, you know, but who gets the right to continue to add the limit to their credit card? We do.
Yeah, private entities cannot run themselves with this much debt. And I realize, okay, divide it by the number of people, but it's still, you can't run yourself like this. But yet, somehow we just let the federal government keep running itself like that.
And let's say it's China. Let's say it's China. China calls the note. China says, we're calling the note. We want to get paid. Let's say they only have, whatever, $18 trillion of the 30. Whatever. Okay, well, we don't have it. We don't have it. We can't give it. Well, then we're going to need to foreclose. And at that point, what is it? Good luck with that. I mean, you know, are we then dealing with an invasion force from China? I don't know. Asking for a friend. Yeah, you know, it's just makes you wonder. I mean, at what point do we hit bankruptcy mode? And then how do they collect? Or what would happen? I don't know. We're thinking that. Good luck with that on the collection part of it. Who knows? So what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Bill and Fargo, you're up next. Stay right there.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Round Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that.
Yeah.
We also need to recognize that people will come back to work if they're paid a decent wage. But my expectation is that as our economy comes back, these companies will provide fair wages and safe work environments. And if they do, they'll find plenty of workers.
What planet is this guy on? Seriously. If you're an employer, I would love to hear from you. And you can just tell me how spot on the so-called president is with that.
He's on a planet that pays a little bit better than most planets, and his kids are, too, and, you know.
Yeah, there's a report out there that
can't relate to the average person that's living check to check or anything like that.
Got to be kidding me. Ask anybody. And then he talks about, you know, good wages. And the market is paying top dollar, sir, but they can't find anybody anywhere. And it's not just here or there. It's not in certain parts of the area that hit by, you know, certain. Am I the only one that just.
Point out to me over the weekend, $20 an hour, $2,000 signing bonus, full benefits, still not able to get people.
Nope.
I couldn't even fathom owning, like, a retail business, a fast food franchise, whatever, right now. I couldn't even fathom it because you can't find the people.
Meanwhile, coming out of the president's mouth.
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work.
They are.
Well, we don't see much evidence of that.
We don't see much evidence of
that? He's not looking,
though. Pick up the phone, dude. I'll give you 15 numbers of employers to call that can't find anybody.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Make you hungry today. Valley City, exit 292, beef tips and gravy with the scallop potatoes and ham option as well. The beef tips are so tender and the gravy is so good. It's like a gravy salt beef bomb, just telling you. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak. Soup it up the Grulash on 12th Avenue North, MP Downtown, 205 NP Avenue in Fargo. Swedish meatballs today, and they're doing a paddock filet in Glendon, a little fish fry in Glendon, Minnesota today. Right on Highway 10 in Glendon. Helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Locations across our neighborhood, across the region. Phil is in Fargo on the fishing opener. I'm assuming, Phil, we're talking about the Minnesota fishing opener. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I want to make a comment about Biden, you know. 40 years ago, in the middle 1970s, at super value, you could make $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Working in the warehouse. Now we go. Let's fast forward 40 years today, and $20 an hour is what you know you can make in Fargo as a good wage. But then again, you got to take a look at the price of rent, a house. 40 years ago, audience, you could make $20 an hour at UPS and at Super Value. So who
and money went? And money went a lot further. At $20.
You could buy that. You at $20 an hour back then, you could have bought your nice, beautiful place on the lake.
Right. Yeah. So no, I agree.
Let's not piss on people's legs and tell them it's raining.
Okay? Right. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not going back to work until I don't have to wear a mask. I don't give a shit about the money. I'm not wearing a mask.
All right. Got to watch the language, brother. Got to watch the language. Sorry about that. But I hear you. And that's one thing that's just, I'm not, if I had to do it or if I would have been in a position to do it, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. Wouldn't have been there. Couldn't have. Fred and Wing wants to talk about the voting machines. We're talking about Dominion, Fred, or what's up with that? What's on your mind? Morning.
Well, I don't know. I know there's all kinds of different companies that offer those voting machines, and what I've heard about it is that they're all kind of owned by the same deal and have the same capabilities and the same flaws that we're finding out across the nation. But the biggest thing that bothers me is usually there's the June election. I vote in Wing at the fire hall, and I have put my ballot that I mark and I consider sacred. I take that ballot and I stick it in that darn machine every time I go vote. I've done that now for 20 years, probably, ever since Shep was a pup. I've been voting there, and I don't know if I want to go stick my vote in that machine again at Wing at the fire hall. I won't do it. I just will not put it in the machine. So I'd like to know, and maybe you guys can find somebody who could answer my question. It was nice talking to you, Kevin, by the way.
Okay, Fred. And, great talking to you.
You know, I bet most of us had never, ever in a million years bothered to look at the brand name of the machine, and I bet we all do from here on out.
I would agree. I would agree. Yeah. No. And every it seems everyone's different. Like we don't have a the Dominion machines that I know they're talking about. Thanks, Fred. By the way, have a great day, buddy.
Yeah. You too.
You know, and I think the Dominion ones where you actually touch a screen to do your vote. There's no paper ballots. You know what I mean? You it's like a like doing it when you go to the plane and you go to the airline. And you're going to do your kiosk thing for your boarding pass. That's what I saw in all the video. I haven't actually ever seen a Dominion machine where you touch the screen and do it that way. With us, it's a paper ballot, but they feed it into a machine, and apparently that does the counting of it. But who's to say that when they feed it into the counting machine, that the counting machine isn't in question? What is it? How do you go when you vote, Todd? Do you have paper ballot, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So there is a ballot. There is a. We never put our name on it. I don't know. That is a thing. It's just they just hand it to you, and it's got a number on it. They number it where we vote, and then they feed it into that count.
Why not have a name on it? Then you can go back when you're, you know, doing a hand recount and make sure that Kevin Flynn hasn't voted 15 times or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That's it. But I will say this. I am excited about the progress that's being made in the states where it's being taken up. I'm excited about the progress made in Arizona, the stuff Lindell and his team are doing, and Mike's doing. The absolute series, the absolute proof, the three that he's done are worth the watch. Some of the stuff is way past my pay grade or the ability to really, you know, get my brain around how they do those hacks and how they did them, I should say. How they did them and how that went through, but they're worth the watch on at Lindell TV. And if you've not gotten hip to frankspeech.com yet, that's definitely where I get the text because they do a thing almost every night on different. I'll get the text and get reminders that oh, that's worth watching. You know, whoever he's got with a guest on talking about whatever. But you know, the word is still that the Supreme Court could hear this. I mean, if it gets to the point, you know, where there's enough from these states. And if you go back to the election, some hundred and whatever days ago, you know, back in November, you heard the word standing a lot. That case doesn't have standing when they tried to put it through with Giuliani and Lynn Wood and those that team. Standing goes to a federal lawsuit brought in a state court or vice versa didn't have standing. Well, all this process takes a lot of time. And as it's taken 3 months plus now, it's going to be interesting to see if these states find what we know they're going to find. If they already found a bunch in Maricopa County out in Arizona, what's going to be what the fireworks are going to be from that, and what's going to what the fallout will be, and if it makes it to even being heard? Because now, obviously, the cases have standing; they're getting heard. It's a long process. Who knows? Trump back by September? Todd, what do you think? Supreme Court in July? Trump back by September?
Bring it on.
What's on your mind? We'll be right back. James, you're up next.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge collapse has caused a Union Pacific train to derail near Sibley, Iowa, Sunday afternoon, sending thick black smoke into the air. Emergency personnel say all waterways near the derailment have been blocked and 47 train cars were involved in the crash. Some of the cars were leaking hydrochloric acid. Sibley, Iowa is between Sioux City, Iowa and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last week, the Center for Disease Control advised that fully vaccinated people can be indoors and outdoors without wearing masks, except when in healthcare settings, on public transportation, or in specified areas where masks are required. Dr. Gupta on CNN says the messaging from officials has been confusing.
It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
The doctor says another point of concern is the lack of guidance on how best to implement these new guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is asking businesses to help workers get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fear.
You may have caught this already, but President Trump was talking about the big news, the networks that are out there, and he said, quote, Newsmax has been really good, end quote. And I have to tell you, President Trump's got it right. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax regularly. I'm one of those. On Newsmax, you'll find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith. Now, tonight, 8 p.m. Central, Newsmax is launching a new show, Steve Cortez. Cortez and Pellerino. And Steve Cortez, if you don't know, is terrific. He's been a guest of ours during the campaigns. Great guy. Tells it like it is. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like Dish, DirecTV, AT&T, and more. And you should know that Medco here in the Dakotas won't carry Newsmax. Medco carries 11 liberal news channels, but not Newsmax. So if you're a Medco customer, call them. Let them know you can switch. A lot of people already are. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, Newsmax. It's news you can really trust. Telephone number is 258-0550, 271-1100. Todd's got his finger on one button. Kevin's got his finger on the other button. We got Daniel in Master Control down there in the Twin Cities at 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. And even the super producer takes texts at 352-8661. There you go. There's no excuse for you not to weigh in and tell us what's on your mind. Try to keep the profanity to a minimum. Actually, don't use profanity at all, or we will have to zap you. Does it come through the phone? I think it does.
Yeah, it does.
The zap comes through.
And charge.
We're blessed because it rarely happens, but don't do it, okay? Jeff and Jabe Stiles waiting to weigh in. What's on your mind, Jeff?
I'm with your previous caller about things being out of reach at $20 an hour. The head of the Kroger food chain got a $23 million bonus for getting all the PPP money he could and then putting people on part-time and laying them off. Isn't he a swell guy?
Well, I don't know enough about Kroger's balance sheet to say, and I don't know also about you. I don't shop Kroger's because there's none around here, but every grocery store that I was in was packed to the gills. So they probably needed more staff throughout COVID, not less, I would guess, right? That was a bizarre thing to me through all of COVID. I couldn't go to Easter Sunday Mass. I couldn't go to Holy Week services, but I could go stand in line at a grocery store and buy loaves of bread. And we could, you know, we should probably invite the Cashwise folks on, you know, Hornbachers. These are good sponsors, good people. And just talk about that whole evolution. Here's the deal. The PPP program was designed to keep people employed, all right? And I don't doubt it's probably one of the most effective of all the stimulus to do just that. Now, if some company fired people anyway and pigeonholed it, yeah, I'd want to know that. And these public companies, they ought to be called into question on that front. But it's easy from the cheap seats to say, well, you got COVID money, so you should have kept everybody going. Then you're a liberal if you think you know better how to spend other people's money than they do. You're a liberal. You're not a conservative. I don't get up every day and say, oh, you did this. Or us farmers, all they do is farm the mailbox. Well, walk a mile in their shoes. Understand the risks they take. Understand if we don't have some of the programs we do, we'll have less farmers, we'll have less food security, and we'll have less of a playing field with the international partners who will eat our lunch. Now, I don't like it any more than you do, and most farmers I know say, leave me alone. Just give me a level playing field and I'll do just fine. Ranchers would kill for half the programs that are out there, but you got to know the full picture before you opine on it. Now, let's talk about $20 an hour a moment. Isn't it ironic, guys? Have you walked into a McDonald's lately? They look like the Wuhan lab.
Yeah.
Right? They got plastic over the beverage things. Yep. They got police line do not cross yellow tape with pylons out, so God forbid you sit down anywhere. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm forgetting where the last one I was at. It might have been in South Dakota. No. It was West Fargo. And I'm in line with a couple of guys, and I said, this is ridiculous. And a guy says to me, you think it's ridiculous because you're a conservative. You're a Republican. I listen to you on the radio. That's why you think this is ridiculous. And I said, no, it's actually not. It has nothing to do with my politics. I'm just saying.
It's actually ridiculous.
It's actually ridiculous because COVID's over, and they have this place like on lockdown. And then that prompted a conversation with like a manager or something, and the manager was half apologizing, saying, you know, this has nothing to do with the fact that you can't come in here and eat. It has everything to do with the fact we can't get people. And I'm like, well, you ought to just say that then. You ought to just say that. And, you know, but what's amazing to me is how liberals think the answer to everything is paying people more. And it totally ignores the fact that you can only charge so much for a burger, right? There is a threshold on how much you're going to pay for a carton of fries, a burger, and a soda. You guys tracking with me on this?
Absolutely.
So yeah. If you want to mandate what McDonald's charges, or rather what they pay their employees, then the people who most appreciate McDonald's for the affordability no longer have affordability. Okay? And guess what? McDonald's has figured this out.
Well, they're really rich, Scott. They have all kinds of money, but they can afford it.
Yeah. So McDonald's has figured this out now, and the number one thing there'll be more of post-COVID, and as the labor force is totally disrupted by the federal government,
is
more people at home because they can make more money doing that. So the labor market has been disrupted due to COVID, right? Guess what you're going to see more of? Less people. What are you going to see more of? Kiosks.
Yep.
So the liberal way is to remove that wage earner from the labor market. And then they're going to run around to everybody else and say, okay, fine, McDonald's doesn't need you anymore, but we're going to mandate that True North Steel pay you $30 to go work there. Never mind, well, I don't want to work at True North Steel. I'm not a welder. You know, I just want, you know, a couple extra bucks, and I'm happy to greet people at McDonald's, and I don't need $25 an hour.
You know you're way off on all this.
Well, I understand I am.
The president said there's no labor shortage.
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work.
Hmm.
Well, we don't see much evidence of that.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
I don't see much evidence of two brain cells for you to rub together, Mr. President.
How many business owners could we come up with together to give him a list of people that need help?
Yeah,
I mean,
doesn't see much evidence of that. It's
unreal.
It's so darn sad. It's so darn sad. And again, the people they claim to want to help, they hurt the most.
Exactly.
So they want people who can't afford to go to the Peacock Alley for a big, ginormous steak and really consider McDonald's a great little family outing, and my parents did, man, that was the most fun we had. We'd go to McDonald's, jump on the Playland. We loved that, right? But if we're traveling, they couldn't take us all to some sit-down, you know,
yep,
diner. Couldn't do it. Just fine. Just fine. Those fries are the best on earth. Everything's great. But these liberals that think they know better are hurting the people they claim to help.
Well, we don't see much evidence of that.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I don't see much evidence of you thinking for yourself these days. You do a great job of snapping at people. Did you guys see the New York Times story over the weekend?
Yeah, he'd have to actually look to see anything.
He's yelling at people.
Yeah, I bet he is.
And he's using profanity.
Somebody said he's always been like that.
Now, wait a minute.
He's always been a jerk.
I thought Donald Trump was the jerk.
Yeah, right.
I thought he yelled and ranted and raved and, you know. I thought that was a Donald Trump thing. New York Times says it's a Joe Biden thing. And everybody's yawning. Can't make it up. All right, a few of my thoughts. I welcome yours. Big news today. If you guys haven't got to this yet, my apologies for being a little tardy today. I was at the dock. I got good news at the dock. So I went to the Sanford Health screening clinic a while ago, where you go like on a Saturday. And I went for varicose veins because I have, you know, these veins that pop out. And the older you get, you think, I remember my mom having them, and it caused her major issues in her later years. So I thought, oh, maybe I got the hereditary thing. I better go in. So I go in today and get the workup with Dr. Albrecht there, and he says, yeah, you're fine. You know, your veins aren't perfect, but if we start messing with your veins, things will get worse, and, you know, you're fine. Just keep doing what you're doing. Your skin's in fine shape. Don't worry about it. Don't you love a doc that says that? Not like cha-ching-ching, let's put them on the table regardless of whether he needs it or not. Nah. Thank you, Sanford. Appreciated that. All right, back to the phones. Oh, the other big news. I didn't finish on this. The other big news, Supreme Court is taking a major case in Mississippi that will challenge Roe versus Wade. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, expect the talk of reforming the Supreme Court, translation, pack the Supreme Court, to escalate quickly. But that's good news. The United States of America will never be the nation God intended it to be when we kill children in the name of birth control and convenience. Ever. Ever. So let's pray for that one. And some more rain. Have you seen the map? I think our prayers for rain are looking pretty good.
Yep. Next week looking really good into the weekend.
Yeah. In every corner of North Dakota, I might add. Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. A lot of people will disagree with me on this statement, but I think Amazon coming to Fargo will be very detrimental in the long run. They're already vacuuming up as many available people as possible. $15 an hour. Looking at what 1,000 to 1,500 people they're going to hire. This area doesn't have that many people. But that's I guess, my two cents.
Well, I'm curious if other people agree or disagree with that. When I first heard about Amazon, I thought, you know what? It's America. They want to come here and spend a fortune, pay a ton in property taxes. And yes, it's competition for the wage market. But if we start picking and choosing who we let in based on what they're going to do our labor market, all of a sudden we're Russia, right? I don't know if I like that.
Right.
On the other hand, Charlie Kirk has changed my opinion on this. 27-year-old youngster who comes into Bismarck, North Dakota, comes on our radio show and made this comment. Amazon doesn't come in to Fargo because they need the business in North Dakota to be able to drone drop stuff on your front door. They don't need access to the market. They're here to advance their social agenda because they just say Amazon and every politician jumps. So I'm now newly worried about that. Second of all, I like my local hardware store. I like my locally owned grocery store. And they're going to come here to destroy local businesses, too. Now, again, that's a free market thing, but let's see if others agree with you, Tom. More coming.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com.
What's the perfect person? Yeah. What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience, so I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license, and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What would your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, you know, 16, but CDL drivers at 22. They're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, you know, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
if somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
Give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in it, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Chris Ruddy from Newsmax, bottom of the next hour. He's the top dog at Newsmax. Some of you are Newsmax haters, and I think it has to do with the whole Dominion lawsuit deal and not, in your mind, talking about the whole election deal more often. Can I give you just a little bit of advice on that? Look, when we're fighting between Fox News, Newsmax, OAN, Right Side Broadcasting, who's better, and Newsmax sucks! It reminds me of sort of the whole Bastiat versus, you know, I don't know, traditional Republican thing. It's eating our young. It's really dumb. Nobody's perfect. But if you want to be mad at a network, get mad at MSNBC. Get mad at CNN. Get mad at Fox News Channel that has gotten more and more traditional mainstream media / cocktail party crowd all day long. I mean, really. Now, the reason I have Chris Ruddy on is, you remember, a call came in last week critical of the whole lawsuit thing. And, hey, they settled with the Dominion. I said, I don't think they did. I think there was an individual that was singled out by Michelle Malkin, and some things that were said were not true. It had nothing to do with Dominion, the company suing Newsmax. But I said, we'll get Chris on, and he's on today. And then we have Jen Pellerino, who's the host of this new show, Cortez and Pellerino, that is launching 8 p.m. I think it launched last week, but it's part of a regular conversation with the folks at Newsweek, so, Newsmax, rather. So that's coming up here in a little bit. But we have open phone time till the bottom of the hour. Let's get back to the phones. Ernie in Grand Forks, and your questions or comments, welcome today at 800-228-0550. We'd planned to leave a lot of time Friday. Governor Tim Walz kind of chewed up some of that, which was an interesting conversation, but I wanted to make sure we gave you lots of time to talk about whatever. No guests till the bottom of the next hour. So the show's yours here, folks. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Ernie. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Having a good day so far, are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm having a good day. Yep, yep, good day.
Wonderful. The reason I'm calling is, as you remember, I've been in the business of selling food for 20 years.
Well, tell folks who you are. I remember the name, Ernie, and I always connect that to Fat Albert's Sandwich Shop, which was a sandwich shop long before they were on every corner, and the franchise like crazy. So is that, are you the Fat Albert's, Ernie?
Yes, Scott, you know me.
Okay, very good. Well, yes. People sometimes say I know them, and I don't necessarily know them, but, you know, I've met a lot of people over the years, so it's good when I'm getting old to remind me who I'm talking to.
Absolutely.
So you're right.
You were just a young puppy back then.
I started my North Dakota radio career in Grand Forks at the ripe old age of, like, I must have been 19, like literally right out of high school. Yeah, buddy, you're out of high school.
Yep.
Yeah, I was young then.
Anyway, what I wanted to bring up is several things. When the government steps in and tells a restaurant owner, you've got to charge $7 an hour, that's something nationally that's going to cause inflation. I believe in the old system that, you know, Thomas Jefferson talked about and John Adams, and that's called laissez-faire. You know, if you come into my place of business, and you ask for a job, and I say, I'm only going to pay you a nickel. Well, you need to turn around and walk out. That's your privilege. You know, that's your right. But at the same time, gosh, I'm going to think, well, wait a minute. I better make that, you know, 10 bucks. I need these people. Without the government saying a word, here in our community, I've seen, you know, people being offered more than the government is willing to even say is fair at $15. That's a minimum wage now. So you're seeing restaurants in Grand Forks, and probably Fargo as well, offering way above what the government is probably going to settle on. And again, when you talk about Amazon coming to Fargo, that's called supply and demand. And if you step in and try to government, you know, use the government to regulate the whole thing, it just turns into a fiasco. It doesn't really answer, it doesn't take care of the problem. It only makes it worse. Let the market decide what you're worth. A concrete worker is worth more than a restaurant worker. A professional is worth more than somebody else. And the guy who's making $22 million had to make a $22 million decision to get that job. And if it was successful, it is worth every penny of the $22 million to a national business.
Yeah.
You there?
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I am. I'm listening intently. And I think that level of knowledge from someone that's been there, done that, makes some sense, Ernie. The thing is, this is what I don't think liberals understand. This is what I don't think. And really, you know, the kind of liberals we have in North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, I would call them lifelong Democrats, right? And they're bleeding hearts. They just think, yeah, people should be paid more. They're utopian, right? They have this purest sort of view of the world. But if they really think about it, most of them are good business people. And if you sat down with them and said, okay, if I'm mandated to pay more, do you think I just, like, go broke? Because I have two options. I could just go broke, pay more, not charge more, or I have to charge more. Then who wins? I mean, you do the same thing to Walmart and say, Walmart, you will pay more. You will have more benefits. Well, then when I buy a garden hose, it costs more. This is just basic math. You know, and I honestly think we don't spend enough time just sort of breaking down the basics here so people understand what you're saying, Ernie, and understand, look, there's no magic fix here. The market takes care of this.
Could you hire
somebody
today in any restaurant for minimum wage in North Dakota?
Not a chance. Nope.
So the minimum wage is what the market will bear. And now the market is going,
you know what? Thank you.
Yeah, the market is going to go, it's going to cost me a lot of money for a kiosk up front, but I'm going to do the kiosk because I'll have less people. So if you want machine economy to take over, keep following liberals. Ernie, great point. Thank you. Roger, Napoleon, Ryan, and Aberdeen, when we come.
1,000 Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.